He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. Hey, it's 7-Eleven today. It's July the 11th, 2013. 7-Eleven. A couple of lucky numbers there, and it's coming up 7-Eleven on the market here today. We've got the Dow up 132 points right now. 15,434 as we close in on a new all-time high on the Dow. The S&P is up 15 points this morning. It's at 1668. That's almost a 1% rise in the market this morning. The NASDAQ is up 33 points. That's another 1% rise. 3,554 is where the NASDAQ sits right now. Ah, the yield, 10-year bond, finally backing off somewhat. 2.58%. That's down 10 basis points from yesterday. Gold sees something it likes. I'll tell you what here in a moment. Gold's up $35 per ounce to $12.83. Oil, finally, backing down a bit, down 86 cents per barrel to $105.66. And the euro is at 1.30. Okay, what's gotten into this market today? Well, after the market closed yesterday, Mr. Bernanke held a little powwow. And he said, you know what? We're still going to need to print some money here in the United States. We're not printing enough. We need to print some more. That's what gold likes to hear. Oh, the gold buyers went fleeing, running for the buy windows, up $35 per ounce. The stock market celebrating and the bond market celebrating today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Bernanke driving the market. All of these moves that we've seen in the market lately have been pretty much Big Ben, what he says about printing money, about bond purchase programs. The market is taking its cue from the Fed and moving one way or another. Bernanke's word, actually, of taper caused a 7.5% sell-off in the market. And it happened very quickly. It was a big enough sell-off for me to first raise a yellow flag and then go to a red flag as the market undercut its 50-day moving average. But I still remained 80% invested. I just, you know, was very careful because one of these times, this 4.5-year-old bull market is going to roll over and it's going to do the big rollover, and you certainly don't want to get caught up in that. It's best to watch each one of your individual holdings. Even when the market was starting to peel over during the correction, not all stocks peeled over, and I kept my strong ones. Glad I did. Alnylam's having a huge day today. That's a big position that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management in the aggressive growth accounts that I manage. That account is flying. We'll have an update on it this weekend in the newsletter. As of last weekend, it was up over 20% for the year. That is heavily weighted in small cap stocks that come from the right sectors of the market. You're not going to find any international stocks. You're not going to find any emerging markets. You're not going to find any bonds. You're not going to find any precious metals. We're fishing where the fish are biting. And that's what you have to do, in my opinion, in the market. I'm not a believer in asset allocation. I talk until I'm blue in the face about asset allocation. You know where asset allocation is appropriate? If you don't want to manage things. If you just want to stick them away and forget about them. Well, that's what most people in my industry want you to do, because that makes their job a whole lot easier. They could put you in this big, massive asset allocation, 60% bonds, 30% stocks, 5% cash, 5% precious metals. and never have to move things around. And then they can move on to the next guy and do it to the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. And there's no day-to-day management required. They're asset gatherers. They're not money managers. Me, I prefer to move it around. Let's go where the fish are biting. And when they quit biting there, let's go follow them wherever they go. I don't know. Look, to each his own. Everybody's got their own philosophy on the market. Anyways, that 7.5% sell-off was enough for me to raise a yellow flag. So you know that I don't just sit. I'm not a buy and hold. I'm not a guy that stays the course unless the course is staying pretty. And if the course starts to get ugly, well, then we've got to correct the course. I went to a yellow flag. I said, you know, you got to be careful here. Two ways you got to be careful. You got to be careful on making any new purchases, number one. They better be superb. In fact, I use the word stupendous. And on the stocks that you do own, you have to watch them very closely. You don't want to have an Apple happen to you. 705 down to 400. You believe in staying the course? Buy and hold? It didn't serve Apple very well. I sold my Apple at 637. I bought it like at 387, something like that. I didn't write it down to 400. If I hear one complaint more than any from people that come to me from other money managers or other asset managers or other financial planners or whatever the case may be, it's that their guys don't make any changes. They write things right down. Nobody ever does anything. It's that asset allocation model. Come hell or high water, I don't believe in it. Then as the market started to continue to correct and taper top talk got a little bit more focused, like, well, we think we're going to start tapering between now and the end of the year, the market got roiled again. Interest rates shot up again. I went to a red flag. For me, a red flag doesn't mean that you sell everything. You don't run in a panic like a drama king or a drama queen and pick up the phone, put me in cash. I've had clients like that. I avoid clients like that. That's the worst thing you can do. They're inevitably the people that buy at the top and sell at the bottom, buy at the top, sell at the bottom until broke. That's the way it is. Emotions get in their way. So the red flag went up. I said, now it better be a darn good stock before you buy it and keep a really tight leash on the stocks that you own. And then I wrote in my newsletter last week, this market refuses to roll over. And I gave several examples of how the leadership sectors in the market, the leading asset classes in the market, not only were they refusing to roll over, they were beginning to pick up steam once again. Wow, can you believe it? That's called resilience. Resilient market. Finicky, fickle, but resilient. We'll take it. And I said, you know what? Things are getting better in this market. And within a matter of a couple days, the leadership stock started to blast off again. I think I made 5 or 6 purchases so far this week. Using that little 20% of cash that I have on the sidelines, sopping it up, buying good stocks. Who knows, by the time I print the newsletter this weekend, if I was printing it today, I would say, okay, the caution flag is gone now. Just like the Indianapolis 500. We've cleaned up the oil on the track. The tire fragments have been removed from lane 3. You can go 200 miles an hour again. Have at it, guys. Good luck. May the fastest man win. And that's kind of where we're at in the market here again. Stocks blasting off all over the place. More money printing on the way. The bond market is with glee. The gold market is happy this morning, and the stock market always loves Fed stimulus. Lots of stimulus again going on. We've got a stimulus rally in the market once again. The market likes what it sees, but we still take it a day at a time, a stock at a time, a sector at a time. I look at every single thing I own every day. As soon as I get done here with this radio show, I've got about 400 on my watch list right now, including the stocks that I own, and I've got several that I'm interested in. And I'm not interested in the mediocre ones, which make up about 93% of the market is mediocre. It's up to you. Do you want to have a mediocre portfolio, or do you want to be in the best stocks now? Where are some of those best stocks now? Well, I've got five of them written down. We'll narrow it down to a three here. When we come back, let's begin with number one. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, guess what? The app nailed another big one. Another big winner. Back on May 24th of this year, I added a stock to my newsletter, and I took a big position in it in my aggressive growth accounts. The stock was trading at $28.86 at the time. The stock today is $42.54. That's a gain of 47.4% in 2 months and 1 week. I featured the stock, let's see, many times here on the air. Let's take a look. So all you got to do is look up on the app, type in ALNY, go to the bottom back here. Oh, man, back on July the 3rd. Well, I sent out a tweet. I'm very happy with my Alnylam position. It's number 65 overall. I remain long. That was on my Twitter feed, which is at the bottom of each stock. Back on July the 1st. Tap here to listen to Bill's July the 1st, 2013 analysis. All right. You can listen to what I thought about it July the 1st. By the way, it's one of the biggest winners in the market today. Back on May the 28th, to listen to Bill's May 28th analysis, tap here. And you would have found out that I loved the stock back in on May 28th of this year and added it to my newsletter. Now we've got a winner of 47.4% since being added to the portfolio. Here's the news on the stock, okay? I understand performance. I understand valuation, and I understand stock charts. But let's just read the news announcement. Alnylam Pharmaceuticals announced positive top-line results. Okay, so far, I'm hanging with them. Positive, that's always good. Top-line results from its ongoing Phase 1 trial. Okay, so far I'm with you. Of ALNTTRSC, a subcutaneously, okay, I think that's like applied to the skin, administered RNAi. Okay, I understand RNA technology a little bit in biotech, but they're starting to get into some big words here. Therapeutic targeting the transthyretin gene for the treatment of TTR-mediated amyloidosis. Boy, that'd make a nice song, the amyloidosis waltz or something. The company is reporting that ALNTTRSC achieved robust and statistically significant knockdown. You always want to knock down those viruses of serum TTR protein levels of greater than 80% in healthy volunteer subjects, in line with results for ALNTTRSC previously reported in non-human primates. Okay, in other words, they were testing this stuff on non-human primates before they started testing it on humans. It worked on the non-human primates, and it's working on the human primates. This RNAALNTTRSC. But don't forget to administer it subcutaneously, all right? Well, the stock is having a huge day today. It's up, I think, 13, 15%, something like that. How did I find this stock? Well, I was looking for the best ALNTTRSC stock that I could possibly find, right? Wrong. No. I knew a few things. I knew that small cap domestic stocks continue to be the best area of the market. This is a $2.7 billion company headquartered in, of all places, it's actually Cambridge, Massachusetts. I was thinking it was a San Diego company. I know it has San Diego ties somehow. But it's back there in the, they have pretty good biotech, some pretty good biotech companies back in Massachusetts next to MIT and other local universities, Harvard. Alnylam develops RNA interference very similar to what Isis Pharmaceuticals does, another biotech that I own. I'm becoming a biotech fund here at Gunderson Cap. Not really. I've got some RV stock sprinkled in. I understand RVs. For the treatment of diseases with high unmet medical needs. Now, the company still does not have earnings, right? It's still a laboratory. But they have partners. They have partners in trying to discover new drugs using this RNA interference technology. And apparently they're having some pretty good luck here with one of their drug candidates. Here's what I also understand. I understand performance. Biotechs, you know, if you're just new to the show, I'm going to repeat something again. Biotechs do well in bad markets. Back in 2008, this high-flying biotech stock, Alnylam, was only down 15% that year when the market was down almost 40%. Biotechs came through the 2008 bashing really with flying colors. A lot of them were up, were positive that year. Don't you wish you would have had a relative grading tool back in 2008? You would have been able to find even some winning stocks when the market was getting blasted. Alnylam came through it with flying colors. Over the last 3 years, this company, which came public about 5 or 6 years ago, has been going up at a rate of 33.1% per year. The market's been going up by 15% per year. Over the last 12 months, Alnylam, A-L-N-Y, is up 187%. The market's up 23%. I like momentum, don't I? I like performance. I require it in the stocks that I buy. Out of all the stocks that I look at, the momentum grade on Alnylam is A+. I can't do a valuation grade on the stock because it's almost impossible to put a value. You have to apply formulas to what are the odds of them getting some drug approval, what are the market for that drug, what would be the penetration market share that they could achieve. It's very, very, very sophisticated type. Without visiting the company and things like this, it's very, very difficult. But I know that the performance is there. And I know that the drug candidates are there. The potential is enormous. And I can understand a stock chart. And I see a stock chart that broke out back in May. That's when I purchased the stock. And now the stock is in full flight as it breaks out today. Right now it's up $5.11 per share to $42.72. This is not a recommendation. This is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. This is a stock that I put in my newsletter. I featured it on the air several times. How did I find it? The Best Stocks Now app. What am I finding right now? Well, I found one yesterday that I want to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Obviously, the stock market loves what Bernanke had to say on Wednesday. The gold market loves what Bernanke had to say. And the bond market likes what Bernanke had to say on Wednesday. What did Bernanke say on Wednesday? More stimulus. This economy needs more stimulus. In other words, keep the printing presses rolling, boys. We've got more money to print. Why does gold love money printing? Because it denigrates your dollar. It dilutes the value of your dollar. Let's see if the dollar likes money printing. Let's take a look at UUP. I thought so. The dollar is down about 1% today. But the market loves it. The bond market loves it. Gold market loves it. And money printing will be going on until further notice. Okay, so now I still do not like the gold market at all. It's one of the worst asset classes that you can invest in. All right? And it's been at the bottom for about a year and a half now, or about a year. That saved you from 1,800 clear down to 1,200, right? The bond market, I wouldn't have any exposure whatsoever to the bond market. You're saying, well, my asset allocation model says otherwise. Fine, I don't care what your asset allocation model. I don't like to stand on railroad tracks at night either, you know? When I see a freight train coming, I get out of the way. The bond market's been hit by a freight train. If you believe in staying the course, hey, more power to you. I believe in moving around. The stock market is the place to be right now. It benefits most from all of this stimulus. How do I know that? Well, the S&P has gone from 666 to 1600 during this money printing party brouhaha that's been going on. 1,000 points on the market. It's more than doubled. It's up 120-130%. As of now, there's no end to it. The bull market is still intact. 4 years, 4 months, and counting. We've had scares along the way. We've had corrections along the way. We just went through, I wouldn't call it a nasty correction. Nah, not even at all. It was uncomfortable. It was enough for me to raise the yellow flag and then even put up the red flag. Hey, we got to be careful here. Be on alert in case this market starts to roll over. It didn't. 7.5% was the correction. It caught and it started taking off and blasting off again. Leading stocks are blasting off once again. How long will it last? I don't know. We take it a day at a time. I'll look at all my holdings today. And most of them, 99% of them, I'll probably say, okay, it looks fine. I don't need to do anything with that one. There may be one or two, I don't know, that are weakening and maybe need to be replaced. I made several buys yesterday. I was very active. Now that we've got some good volume in the market, we're over that holiday light volume phase in the market. And there's some opportunities here in the market once again. And I remain heavily concentrated in small and mid-cap domestic stocks. And in the conservative growth account, I also have some large-cap stocks. Okay, let's take a look at another area of the market that's starting to heat up. A sector that's starting to join into the leadership parade here. That sector is the energy sector. Oil is now $105 per ounce. That is making oil companies. We've got these reserves down here. We've just kind of been tapping them as we need them because oil prices have been low. Now that oil prices are up, let's go get them, boys. Let's bring it up out of the ground at $105 per barrel. And that's heating up the producers, it's heating up the service companies, it's heating up anything related to oil. One of the stocks that I like in this group, one of the stocks that I own, we've got EOG Resources. This is a large cap, $40 billion company headquartered in Houston, Texas. EOG is engaged in production and marketing of crude oil and natural gas in the U.S., Canada, Trinidad, the U.K., and China. Let's begin with the performance of the stock. That's always a good place to start. How has the stock been performing? What's its batting average? How many home runs? How many RBIs does the company have? Well, over the last 10 years, while the market's been dinking along at about 5% per year, EOG Resources has been flying at 22.5% per year. That clobbers the likes of Chevron and Mobil and BP and the big names in the industry. We've also got performance over the last 12 months that has been red hot. The stock is up 60% over the last 12 months, while the market's only up 23%. The stock gets a momentum grade of A-. EOG Resources passes my performance test. Okay, now let's take a look at valuation. I don't like to pay up for stocks. EOG is currently trading at 17 times forward earnings. That's a slight discount to the market right now. The market's trading at about 18 times, so it's trading at a market multiple. But it's expected to grow over the next 5 years by 21% per year. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate right now, its anticipated growth rate. In fact, the PEG ratio is less than 1. The PEG ratio is 0.84. The 5-year target price that I have on the stock is $277 per share. That's 5 years from now. It's currently trading at $147 per share. In other words, the stock has significant upside potential. In fact, as I measure it, I see 97.2% upside potential in the stock. Gets a value grade of A. It passes the performance test. What was that momentum grade? A-. The last test is the visual test. Take a look at the stock chart. I just look at a 1-year stock chart. You know, keep it simple. And I sit back and I say, is this stock in a downtrend? Absolutely not. I don't call that a downtrend. Unless I was standing on my head. Let me try it. Yeah, then it'd be in a downtrend. Or unless it was looking at it in a mirror. No, it's in a very solid uptrend. Is it in a sideways trend? No, it broke out of that sideways trend about a week ago. It was in a sideways trend, and now it's a fresh new breakout. Hopefully, nobody knows, but hopefully that's the beginning of a new uptrend in the stock. I don't like to buy downtrends. I don't like to buy sideways trends. I'm very leery of stocks that have been on the run for a long time and are extended. And the most dangerous chart of all is that chart that's rolling over, which the bond market did a year ago, which the gold market did a year and a half ago. And you can see what happened after they started to roll over. Apple started to roll over 9 months ago, something like that. You don't want to be there when they start to roll over. So I am an owner right now of EOG Resources in the conservative growth accounts. It's a large cap company, $40 billion, pays a little bit of a dividend, 0.5%. And it's one of my featured stocks of the day here, headquartered in Houston, Texas. Not a recommendation for you to run out and buy. It's just another example. I could probably give 150 examples today, but it's just another example of a stock that meets my best stock now criteria. EOG Resources, the symbol is EOG. You know, there's a lot of other oil stocks too that are breaking out right now. If you follow me on Twitter during the day at Bill Gunderson, if I see something, I'll send out a tweet. If you get home at night, you can see all the tweets that I sent out during the day on my website, pwstreet.com, or on my app, Best Stocks Now. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're live every day. Depends on what market you're listening to us in. But, you know, if you listen, you can listen to the live show. It's at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here in San Diego is where I broadcast from. So you can go on to TuneIn Radio. For instance, if you listen to the Seattle KKOL, you would hear the live broadcast. And also the, everything else is a little bit time delayed, I believe. So, the Seattle KKOL. I believe on my app, too, or on my website, you can also listen live, which is, you know, at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But, you know, I mean, a lot of you can tell that it's not time sensitive. I mean, I'm talking about great stocks in the market right now. And if it's a few hours late, you're not gonna make a big difference here. I publish my newsletter every single weekend. Oh, man, I've done that for 15 years probably. And the newsletter is an excellent tool for you to become familiar with what it's like to combine value with performance and the stock charts and how much it really narrows down the field. The field that I currently start with is 3,400. That's a big field. And the first screen that I do on the market is performance. Long-term, intermediate, short-term performance. Some stocks don't have long-term. I consider long-term 5 to 10 years. Obviously, some of these newer IPOs don't have it. So I break it down into two types of performance, long-term performance and the more short-term momentum type performance. That narrows down the field greatly because, as I say, there's a lot of mediocrity out there in the market. I don't want to invest in mediocrity. I don't want to have an all-star team at the all-star break of mediocre players. What if you had all these utility guys, you know, a third-string catcher here, a utility infielder here, a long relief guy starting the game? No, come on. You want the very best players in the baseball world on your lineup, and you want the very best stocks in your portfolio. Doesn't that just make sense? Somebody has to be the general manager of your portfolio and pick the players that are going to be in your portfolio. And, I mean, you have to kind of decide what kind of players you want. You want more conservative, proven commodities that have been around for a long time that don't have as much upside potential but don't have as much downside risk? Or are you willing to go with the aggressive young companies that are really out there on the cutting edge of drug discovery or technology or whatever the case may be, the latest fast food, noodles or whatever, sweeping across America? Then you have to find the very best that fit your risk profile. The newsletter is a wonderful tool no matter what kind of investor you are, because I have an aggressive growth model portfolio that has in it anywhere at any given time from 20 to 30 stocks. And when I add one, you'll see it that weekend. You know, I added Alnylam back on May the 24th. It's up 47.4%. You can look through there, the huge winners we've nailed in the newsletter. We have a conservative growth portfolio, which has in it at any given point in time 20 to 30 stocks. You can see what's in there when we add one, when we delete one on a weekly basis. We have a income and growth portfolio. You're getting 1% on a 10-year CD right now. 1% on a 10-year CD. The bond market, you're getting some income there, but your capital appreciation has been capital depreciation. We have a very creative income account, which has about 25 to 30 stocks in it. A lot of you, well, my only choice, Bill, is my 401k at work. I'm offered all these mutual funds to choose from. We have a mutual fund model portfolio. Last time I looked, it was up about 15 or 17%, something like that. I can't emphasize enough how important a 401k is. If it's offered to you at work, in many cases, the employer matches a little bit, gives you some pretty good choices. But if you're choosing the wrong choices, like stable value, short-term bond, foreign growth, stuff like that, you're in the wrong areas. You're not maximizing the potential that your 401k has to offer. You need to manage that thing. I have a 401k mutual fund model portfolio in my newsletter. That's one tool that I offer, the newsletter. Every week it goes out free to my clients, and I have a lot of subscribers to the newsletter. There's frankly a lot of people that prefer to manage their own money. Thank you. Fine. I offer that as a tool. The second tool that I offer is obviously the daily radio show, which now even keeps you on top of the market on a daily basis. I record each show. We upload them to my website. We upload them to iTunes. We upload them to the app. You can listen to them at your leisure. I also invented an app that I think is downright revolutionary as it relates to the stock market. It combines value with performance and the stock charts, and it ranks 3,400 stocks on a daily basis. I focus on anything that's A- or better. When the market's really making a broad advance, you might have 350, 400 stocks out of 3,400 to consider. When the market's making a more narrow advance like it is now, there's about 200 stocks to consider. And the app also ranks the asset classes, so I know when to be out of gold and when to be out of bonds, when to be out of the foreign stocks. And I know what sectors, how the sector rankings are. Biotech has been a sweet spot for me in the market for a long, long time. Another big winner, Alnylam, one of the biggest winners in the market today. It's up 47.4% since I added it to my newsletter back on May 24th. Personally, between those tools, and we're going to add a couple more here soon, we're working on a premium channel, which will send out push notifications of when I buy something or sell something during the day. And I'll have a little 15-minute segment for premium subscribers every day on what I did in the market and my inside look of my 8-hour trip through the market on a daily basis. To get any of these tools, go to my website, pwstreet.com. There's no excuse not to be in the best stocks now. You can also call us at 855-611-BEST if you'd like us to manage money for you. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.